Good work. We're up to Resh Kav Zayin, Sif Kav Aleph. As I mentioned last week, we just started to learn the Heterim, the exceptions to the rule of Anon. And the first half of the Siman discussed the Isser and the remedy, and the second half of the Siman is going to discuss exceptions to the rule and when Anon does not apply. Last week we discussed the exception of chalipin at the times when you are machlif kalim v'kalim or v'hema v'hema, there won't be a din ona. And tonight we're going to discuss in Yat Hashem a few more heterim. Tonight's topic, the first topic that is going to be on whether tnai will help. Does it help if, let's say, someone would like to cover himself and not be over any yisurim? Would it help if he put up a sign in the store right on the bottom of his contract in fine print, I'm saying that I'm selling it to you and I'm an ashrei lecha lai ono? Even if there is ono, you can't come back to me with a taino of ono or mekach tois or whatever, and have it like a disclaimer right on every contract. Will that help him? And we're going to see him yet, Hashem, that alone will not work unless he's more mafarit, as we're going to explain. Let's start the sif, and both for the lokech and the moicha. We're going to see. Let's see how it works, and there might be at times that it might work with a certain variation, and maybe that's a suggestion that one can do, and we'll see. Let's start sif chof alev. Ha'im lecha veira, if someone tells his friend, amanas she'en lecha alay ono, he's masna with him, amanas, she'en lecha alay ono, that you cannot come back to me with a tainus ono. The halacha is yesh loy olav ono. He still has a din ono. He still has a right to have ono, and a vada, then hu adin, there will still be an isa ono if the person did this. Bamedva memurim, when does this, these words said, bistam, in a normal case, she'en yodea kama ono yesh boy kadeshim kol, because the nisan, let's say the lokeach was cheated, he's unaware of the amount that he was cheated, and he doesn't really take it seriously. You tell him, I'm not shein l'kol, I know, he doesn't accept that, and he was never moichel, and therefore there will still be a din ono. Vein so claim, and certainly, you don't have to discuss this, I'm not shein boy ono, if he tells you the words, I'm not shein boy ono, instead of saying, I'm not shein l'kol, I know, he says, I'm not shein boy ono, that certainly is going to be ono, that won't help you. Why? Sherei yesh boy, because it does have it. And that's my quick, as we showed him how to explain this. Either it's the regular klal, in order to be masna mashakosa b'toyer, in order to make a tanah, you have to always talk about I'm not shein l'cho alai, I'm not shalot tashmiteni b'shviyas. We acknowledge that there are halachas in the Torah of ono. We acknowledge there are halachas of, let's say, shmita. But I'm making a deal with you, I'm not shein l'cho alai ono, that you cannot come back to me with the tainus ono and you're meichel me. But if I say I'm not shein boy ono, that I don't want, there is no din ono in this seal, I do not want the Torah to govern this seal, that doesn't work. That's masa mashakosa b'toyra and avada the tanai is bottle. Because the Torah says there is ono. I cannot lend you money and say, amanas shein boi shviyas. No such thing. I'm going against the Torah. The Torah says that the shviyas is meshamit, the shmit is meshamit every choiv. So I cannot say, amanas shein boi shmita. But I could say, amanas shalot hashmiteni b'shmita. I mean, I can make up with you. We acknowledge that there are halachas in the Torah that apply, but I would like you to be meichel and waive them. I'm not shein l'cho alai ono. I would like you to waive your din ono on me, and that would work typically, but I'm not shein boy ono is even worse. I'm not shein boy ono is being master mashakos of the Torah. That's one pshat nevishenim. The other pshat nevishenim is I'm not shein boy ono is like a regular tonight. I'm telling you, I'm not shein boy ono. I'm telling you, I'm selling you that at a good price, that there is no ono here. And it was obviously a bit of mekak. I made a tanai which doesn't exist. I was masna, and I said, I'm selling you at this price, and this price is a good price. And that's what the mekavah says, shere yesh boy. It wasn't a good price. There is a no, and that's why it'll be a mekak type. Sorry? Correct. Even by pachas mishtus, which would normally be mechila, if I say I'm not shein boy ono, and I'm being massive to you, and I'm telling you that there is no ono here, then yes, if you're talking that even pachas mishtus will be a bit of mecca, because I lied to you. The whole seal was predicated on this hanocha, on this assumption that there is a perfect mechiri, and there was no ono, and there was ono, that would be a bit of mecca.
According to the
Pesach, why do we have it to say for it's Dover Poshet? Well, that's what Taka said. The Mechav even says, Eim Tzor Chloim, you don't even have to say it's Taka Dover Poshet. But all right. But getting back to us, we would like to concentrate on when you do a good tonight, when you write amanat shein lecha layono, and nevertheless the mechabit says, which is based obviously on the Gemara says lo yoda demachol, the tonight does not work because the lokeach is not meichel. And I'll explain soon what that means, why the lokeach is not meichel. You made a good tonight. It's going to be a machleik as we train him. But let's first continue with the mechava. Avu b'mefarish. But if he explicitly states the matzav of the ono, I mean, he doesn't just say a blanket, I'm not shein lecha layono. He explains what exactly is going on, then the mechava says that would work, ein lo yono, that will help. Kate said, what is such a case? Moichish amu lelokeach, if the seller tells the buyer, chevet zesh ani noisen lecha bekuf kuf, this chevet which I am going to sell you for 200, yodeani, I'm aware, I know, sheinu shav elamei, I know it's only worth 100, and nevertheless, I'm selling it to for 200. I'm selling it to you with the understanding, with the tonight that you're not going to come back to me for ono. Then that tonight will work. Why? This is better. He didn't just make it a blank disclaimer. I'm not shein lecha layono. He told him, I'm overcharging you by $100. I'm selling to you for 200, and it's only worth 100. Now the lokeach sees exactly the whole picture. He sees clearly he's being overcharged by 100, by double the price actually, and he accepted those terms. That will work, and that will be a mechila. And once it works, once you create such a tanai which works, then of course you're not going to be over the isono as well. And not only that, the chinuch like too of other, there's no tarumis. We once mentioned in the share earlier, you're taking advantage of me. No, I never asked you to go into the sale. I'm telling you clearly, it's only worth 100, and I'm selling it 200. I'm not shein lecha layono. That's mutar l'chachila, and it can't even be any din for tarumis. You accepted those terms, and avada, you are meichel. And who had in the inverse case, v'chin lokeach she'omu lomoicha, if the buyer tells the seller, chevet zesh ani lokeach mimcha, this chevet which I'm buying from you, b'kuf, for 100, yodeani she'shav b'kuf kuf, I'm aware that it's really worth 200, and I'm underpaying, I'm anashin lokeach layononi lokeach mimcha, I'm only buying for you with the understanding, with the condition that you're not going to come back to me with ono, then ein lo yolav ono, there will not be a din of ono. So it goes both ways. So basically, the Mechaba says that if you just make it clear, or if you make a general amanashin l'kalai, no, it's not going to work. But if you clearly, explicitly state how much the ono was, that will work. And the Machlik is showing them how come a general tanai will not work. Now, we hold the Dovish of the moment is tanai kayim. So if I would make a tanai amanashin l'kalai, no, that should work. Why do I have to explain to you, you know, graphically? You should know I'm overcharging you by $100. Why is that necessary here? And the Gemara says the reason is because lo yoda demachal. The Nisana, let's say take the case of the lokeach was overcharged, he was lo yoda demachal, he was unaware of the onoah to fully be meichel, to be meichel fully, to really entertain seriously that there is onoah to be meichel. And as Machloek is saying, what does these words mean, lo yoda demachal? The Rambam's pshat is, at least this is the way the Ramban explains the Rambam, and we're going to see it's going to be important, is that the Rambam has a sheet that a person cannot be moichel a dove she'ein lo kitzva. I can be moichel something that I know the amount I'm being moichel, but to give a general blank mechila, I'm being moichel anything without a fixed amount, without a cap on my mechila, that will not work. You cannot be moichel a dove she'ein lo kitzva. And here, if you just tell me, I'm not going to call lie, no, I have no idea how much I'm being overcharged. I might be overcharged a dollar, I might be overcharged by $100, by $200, I have no idea. And therefore, since there's no cap to it, it blives like a double she'en lo kitzma, and the mechil, even if I say I am moichel, and I mean to be moichel, and afterwards I come back and I say I really meant to be moichel, yod ha'tayla saved daito, then he couldn't have been fully aware, and he couldn't have been moichel b'leiv shalem, because a person cannot be moichel a double she'en lo kitzma. And therefore, by the ono, if a person just says, I'm not shein lecha layono, that's not going to work. He doesn't know. But if he tells him clearly that it's worth only 100 and I'm selling it to you for 200, oh, then he sees I'm being overcharged $100 and I'm being moichel, then the mechila will take place. That is the Rambam's pshat. Now, we do not pass him like the Rambam. This machlek is the Rishonim. The Rambam is the Shita Tziyachar. He created this new klal of a person cannot be moichel dove shein lo kitzva. We do not pass him like that. In fact, the Mechaba, who generally passes like the Rambam, brings down the Rambam's Shita earlier on, in the first Chelek, and he brings down the other Shema, but Rabbi Allah Rishonim, and argue and say a person could be moichel dove shein lo kitzva. So, b'zeh, we need a new pshat here. How come a general tanai, I'm not shein lecha layono, is not going to work? And the other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba explains it a little more. The other Rishonim say the following pshat. They say it's a given. Another is a type of a gzela. You took advantage of me. You stole money from me, b'derek mekach u'memka, but you stole money from me. And the Rashba says a person is not willing. There's no normal person in the world who is willing to be meichel anasei v'tu'usai. He's not willing to be taken advantage of and to be meichel to allow himself to be stolen from. There's no such thing. A person, unless he's mamish desperate or something, but a normal person will never agree to such terms to allow himself to be taken advantage of and to be stolen from. And therefore, when I go over to the customer and I tell him, by the way, I'm not shein l'cha alayin no, and he says, sure, no problem. He never took me seriously. I have a right he never took me seriously, because he would never be meichel me if he knew that he was actually being stolen from, being cheated from. He would never accept such terms. And we have an umdina that even though he said yes, al-kocha, the only reason why he said yes is because he thinks that he's not being nizana. He thinks the moichel is trying to cover himself. He's telling me I'm not shein l'cha alayin no, he's a frumah. He knows that there's a nizana. No, he's trying to cover himself. He gives a general klal, I'm not shein l'cha alayin no. But I know that there can't be a no. I'm a bulky, I'm experienced, and I know that that's what she's selling me for $200. Probably it's worth $200 from the amount I know the market, whatever it is. And therefore, when I accept these terms, I really don't take it seriously. I really don't accept the terms fully. I just say, yeah, of course, I'm not shein l'cha alayin no, but I believe that I'm not being nisana. And had I really believed that I was being nisana, I would never in a million years be meichel.
Why is the better way to specify?
He tells him, kuf, kuf. So there, when he graphically describes what's going on, and he tells him, it's not just a possibility, I'm telling him, I'm not shein l'cha alayin no, maybe there's a no here. Where the seller says clearly, you should know, I know definitely I'm cheating you. So now it's in the guy's face. He sees that the seller is adamant that he's cheating him.
It is makabel. So what happened to the umdina?
No, there, the umdina is only minastam. When a person just said, I'm not shein l'cha alayin no, al-kokh, we have umdina that it was never moichel. And the only reason why the seller told it is because the seller is trying to cover himself. Not that the seller believes there's a no. No, we have no right that there's a no. The seller himself doesn't believe that there's a no. He's just trying to cover himself in the event that there will be a no. But he doesn't really believe there's a no. We have no proof there's a no. So therefore, when I say, yeah, sure, yes, why not? Because the chances of the no are so nil, because I know the mekach as well. But when the seller is clear and adamant, he says, you should know, I am definitely cheating you. And it's only worth 100. Now it's in the lokeach's face. He sees that the moichel is saying the briers, that he's overcharging him. So then if he accepts the terms, obviously he was moichel. Obviously he's from the miyat, from this which is loy shchiach, that would accept such terms, but he had to accept the terms. The moichel graphically described the way he's cheating the lokeach, and he accepted anyway, so then the mechila will work. But stam in the Zeltarain to say, to cover yourself in the event there's a no, and there's no reason to entertain there's a no, that will not work, because a person is loyad to the mechila, he doesn't take him seriously.
No, that
you don't need in the Tanai. If he overcharges him so much, we discussed this before, if he overcharges him, he charges him like, okay, it's $100 for a bottle of milk, everyone knows that's not the price, that's clearly a mechila. That you don't even have to say, I'm not shein l'cha alayin no. It's automatically built in. It's b'kadesh in adas toya. We're talking about the normal case. A person overcharged the person, depending on the item, up to double, whatever it is, and he was taking advantage of it. But the seller says, I'm not shein l'cha alayin no. That is not going to work. Unless he tells him b'briyas, you should know, I am overcharging you.
The same thing we have by Mumin, by Mekas Torah.
Well, actually, if you look in by Mumin, the Rambam over there, by Mumin says, K'moy ha'mafash b'ano. The whole halacha by Mumin is learnt out from Ano. But let's just cause it. So we have two pshatim why lo yada demachol, why this person is lo yada demachol and the stamma tonight doesn't work. Either it's because he's eno demachol davar shein lo kitzur, like the Rambam, or it's because a person is lo yada demachol because he never took the seller seriously, because a person bin astam will never be meichel ano say v'tirusay. Those are the two pshatim. Now I'll show you a clear nafkamina, two nafkaminas between these two pshatim. What happens if I don't tell you the exact amount I'm overcharging, but I tell you, you should know, I'm selling to you for $200 and I am cheating you, I am robbing you, I'm big time, I'm taking advantage of you. I don't know exactly how much, but I'm telling you for sure I'm overcharging you. I didn't tell you how much. Will that work? Well, if you learn like the Rama, and know the Michael Davashin Lakitsa, it's Vita Davashin Lakitsa. The Lokak doesn't know how much he's being taken advantage, how much he's being cheated. So therefore, the Mechila will not work. He knows that, yes, sure, the seller told him yes and then shtus, but it could be on $200 item, a shtus could be $40, or it can be $100, or it can be $150. I have no idea. And therefore, the mechila does not work. But you learn like the Rashba, that the reason why a person is not moichel is because he doesn't take him seriously. If the seller is adamant, you should know, I'm definitely overcharging you, and I'm overcharging him big time, and I'm a nice from lekala, I know, then he accepted the terms, and it will be a mechila, even though he doesn't describe to the lekayach, or he's unaware himself of exactly how much. But I told you, I'm a national lekalayan no, and you have to be meichel the dinim of the Torah for me. It means you're not going to come back to me on a din yosem mishtos. So now in the velderayin, it could be anything. Let me get back to you, Lagavi, a case. There is a case in Nafkamino, but at least minastam. If I just say, I'm a national lekalayan no, even yosem mishtos, so that's it, it's all over. You accepted anything yosem mishtos, whether it's $40, $100, $150. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is the inverse case. What happened, we just talked about a case where the meichel was a bari, but he didn't tell him the exact amount. What happens the other way? He puts a cap to it, but he's not a bari. And the seller would tell him, look, I don't know if there's a no or not, but I'm not sure no kalai no up to half the price. I'm not sure no kalai no of $100. I'm selling to you for $200, but up to $100 worth of a no, don't come back to me. I'm not saying there is enough, but I'm telling you, up to $100, don't come back to me. So if you learn like the Rambam, that it's a mechila davar shein lekitsa, here where the person put a cap to it, he said up to $100, then the mechila will work. However, if you learn like the Rashba, that minastam, a person is not mechila anah, so v'tusoy, and the seller never said, he never claimed that there was definitely anah here, then vaita lo yada demachli, he never took the seller seriously, and therefore the mechila will not work, and he has a right to taina anah.
It has
to be that you know the price. Let's
say
that Lekech is saying that I don't think it's worth more than 100. The Lekech says maybe, but I'm selling for 150. So he's masking for 150 dollars. So it's a double chase and kitzvah. And he's masking. He thinks it's worth 100. It turns out afterwards it's worth 110. Even more, you mean?
Either way.
But I mean, less of a no that he thought he was being rich. He accepted $50 worth of a no, and he was only nisana $40. So like the Rama, it's going to work. And like the Rashba, if the Lekech himself entertains it seriously, if you have a right that the Lekech seriously knows that there's a no here, then it'll be fine. If you just minastam, he said, I don't know your case. He said minastam, or he...
But they're negotiating. So that's what he ended up.
They're negotiating. Lekech says it's only worth 100. I only want to pay 100. And sometimes he just says that that's, you know, a line you throw. I want to pay low and you want to charge high. That itself is not going to work, because that's what he's trying to explicitly say this for her. That everyone knows that the Lekech is trying to get as much as he can, and Lekech tries to bargain on the price. But they don't know. There's no definite
I'll
know
here.
I'm asking if the seller would say, I'm asking it's only worth 100, I'm selling for 150, that would be fine. If he said, I'm asking it's only worth 100, means I'm telling you, yes, it's only worth 100, I'm selling to you for 150, that would be fine. All right, these are the two pshatim, and the problem really is the Mechaba. Because the Mechaba quotes over the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, what was the case of Mefarish? Case said, Mechaba Shomu Lelokeh, Chavit Zeh, Shani Noitam Lekov, Bekuf Kuf, Yodea Ani Sheinu Shoveh Elameya. Bishlam, you learn like the Rambam, that it's a Dabba Shein Lekitza. So yes, to qualify for Mefarish, for proper pish, you have to put a cap, Sheinu Shoveh Elameya. However, if you learn like the other Rishonim, all he had to say is Yodea Ani Sheyesh Bayono, or Sheyesh Bayono Yesh Mishtos, let's say, but he need not say Sheinu Shav Elameh. Why did Mechaba have to say Sheinu Shav Elameh, which is really the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam is Lishitosei, but the Mechaba, who doesn't pass him like the Rambam, all over Lagabi Mechodav Sheinu Ketzer, why is he bringing down the Shitas of Rambam here? And it's obviously that the Mechaba understood a noob shot in the Rambam, and he didn't learn the Rambam on the Rambam's regular Lishitosei of Mechodav Vashen Lekitzu. He obviously learned that the Rambam holds that unless you graphically describe what's going on, then the person is loyal to the Mokam. It's even more than the Rashba. The Rashba says, I don't take you seriously because you were Mesopik yourself. But if had you said, you're Dani Sheesh Bayono, I accept, and I'm Moichel. And the Rambam, or at least the Mechaba's Rambam, seemingly says, I don't accept it until you graphically describe that yes, there's a no, and not only is it, there's a no, $100, and I know it's only worth $100, and then I accept it, and that would be a Mechila. But like I said, the Ramban himself, the Ramban, learns up in the Rambam, not like the Mechaba. He learns that the Rambam was a Lishitas, and we don't pass him like the Rambam. And La Halacha, even though it's hard to go against the Mechaba, but I would say Roiv Rishonim and many, many Achronim learn not like the Mechaba, and it suffices just to say, Yodea Ani Sheyesh Bayono, and that would be enough. Now, you could have a case, which maybe is what you touched on before. What happens if you have a case, I tell you, which is a Chubas or Advaz, I tell you, I'm selling it to you, I'm an ass, that is a Noah Shtus. and it comes out that you were nesana yoisa mishtos. Will that work? Do we say lamashal? Let's say I have a case. I have an item worth 7, or actually, the item is worth, we don't know. But I'm selling it for 7, and I tell you I'm a nas that you don't come back to me for a no of a shtos. I mean, seemingly I'm describing to you that it's only worth 6, and it came out it's worth 5.5, or it's 5.75, whatever it is. But now the discrepancy, the difference between 7 and 5.75 is yesim mishtos. What would be the halacha then? And the Radva says that since he only accepted a mechila of a shtos, anything past that, he never accepted such terms. It already reached a new daga. Yesim mishtos is a whole different ball game than shtos. Shtos is mecha claim maxa or not. Yesim mishtos is bottom mecha. For such a grave mistake, for such a grave cheating, I never was masking. I never masking that you should overcharge me so much into the level of Yesim mishtos, and it will not work, even though I accepted shtos. And the difference between shtos and Yesim mishtos could have been a mashu, which the chay should have been negligible. No. Once it hit Yais Mishtos, I never accepted that, and I will have a din of Betul Mekach.
Why
is Betul Mekach not? Why is it so exposed to Yuz Mavka? Okay. So, Rekida Ege and Gali Mesech, all that discussed this problem, but not here. Here it's easier. Here it's Bechayra. I told you Shtos. It means I'm being moichel to you a certain category of Ono, a certain class. Yais Mishtos, I never was willing to be moichel. The advice is Medame to Halacha, every Shtos, there's a din to be maxed on, no, it's not a mechila. Why? I pox mishtos is a mechila. So the difference between pox mishtos and mishtos is only a mashu. Zot der Weister, if pox mishtos is one category and that I'm willing to entertain, I'm willing to be mechila. Once it hits shtos, for that I'm not willing to be mechila, even a mashu. And then it's a maxed on, no. So too, this guy who went a step past that and said, okay, shtos I'm willing to accept, but yais mishtos I'm not willing to accept whatsoever. Now it's a full yais mishtos, and that will be a bit of mecha. That's a red vat. But you have a case, Riki Vega discussed, what happens if I have a case, an item, which I tell you is only worth 100, and I sell to you for 200, and it was only worth 99. That was Riki Vega's case. And Riki Vega entertains this shayla. Do we say, look, I was willing to already be mecha yais mishtos. Not only I was willing to be mecha yokiflayim, from 200 to 100. So do we say that's like a given? This $100 is a matana between me and you, and now the discrepancy is only $1 over 100. 100 to 99 is nothing. It's pox mishus, it's a mechila. Or do we say no, kideg applied is a suffix, or do we say no, that $100 are willing to be mechil, but the 101 is that's the straw which broke the camel's back, for that I would not be mechil, even a mashu, and now you cheated me 101 on a $99 chefet, and that's a bit omeka. I mean, kideg is mesopic. But the Radvaz's case is much easier. The Radvaz is that shtus, that category, I was willing to be Michael. Yes, mishtus, I wasn't willing to be Michael. So basically, when it comes out of this sif, it becomes difficult, very difficult, to use this heter, because unless you want to graphically describe to the lokeach that you're overcharging him, like the Mechabez Rami, you have to even say how much, but even like the Rashba, you have to say, Yodani, Shayesh, Bayon, no, I'm definitely overcharging you. Anything short of that will not be a proper tonight. And not only that, should be moisev, that the mechaber goes even a step further. And the Shana of Amavu like that as well. It wasn't enough to say, moichu shomu lelokei hechefet zeh shani noisen lechob b'kuf kuf, yadei ani sheinu shove elameya, and he sells it to him for 200, that should have been enough. I told you everything. It's only worth 100, I'm selling to you for 200. Bingo, that should be clear. No, mechaber like two, and I have to also say, I'm a nashin l'chor alai ono, ni merchol l'chor. I have to build it, put in, insert a tnai, I'm a nashin l'chor alai ono. And anything short of that, if I don't add those words, v'shenim ha-mavur, that it will not help as well. Because even though you tell me that it's worth 100 and you're selling it to me for 200, yes, I think in my mind, that's what he thinks, and I don't think so. And I'm not meshubit to his makshava. I'm not meshubit to his opinion. When he tells me I'm a national lachalai anor, and then he's pinning me down, he's saying, you should know, if you go into here, you should know, it's only with these terms, I'm national lachalai anor, then he's asking me to accept and to be moichel anor. But if he doesn't push me, and he doesn't say I'm national lachalai anor, he doesn't push me against the wall and say, you have to accept these terms that you can't come back to me for anor, that won't work. I can say, you thought it was anor, I didn't think so. And I would still be able to come back to you. So it's kind of very, very difficult to accomplish anything here. If you want, and no normal store is going to use this heter and put up a sign and say on every item, you know, normally you have list price $2, I'm selling to you for $1.39. Here's going to be forget. List price is $1.39, I'm selling to you for $2. No, and like two, I'm not sure you're going to lie or not. No one is going to do that, so therefore this heter l'chayra, is very rare to come by. However, there is one case which the Achronim discuss. It's a shaila in the Achronim, but many Achronim hold it works, and that might work. And this I suggest you might, this is a good suggestion. And that is, there is a concept by Esmach and other cases of Agav Duboy Lemikni Goma Makni. If I stand to gain something, normally, let's say Asmachta doesn't work. There's no Gemir Sassan Asmachta, there's no Gemir Sassan, many in Yonim. But if I'll structure the deal as a bet, as a gamble, that means, look, I won't come back to you for a no, you don't come back to me for a no. So I stand to gain that I have the right, quote unquote, the right to overcharge you, and you stand to gain that you have the right to underpay me. And now it's the battle of wills, who could negotiate better. But we both stand to gain, so Agav Deboy Lemikni, since I stand to gain, even though normally I'm not Meicham, even normally I cannot have the Shia Gemir Das which is necessary, but here, since I stand to gain, Gomer Makni, I'm willing to be Meicham you and allow you to cheat me because I want you to allow me to cheat you. Since there's a structured deal here that I could cheat you, and then you could cheat me, that will work. Like many Achrenim. And therefore, a person, if he would like to get away from Anoa, this is what he could do. He could put up a sign in the store that we acknowledge Avada and Alpitoya de Tilchus Anoa, but we're making this deal that Menashe and Lokala Anoa is Elazeh. You won't have Anoa to me, and I won't have Anoa to you. And like Kama Vekama Achrenim, that will work. And once it works not only Legabi the din of the remedy of the Mekatois, but also will work Lagabi the Issa. So this is a fairly safe way to do it. Now it's not Muskim. There are people who argue with this and say it doesn't work, and they try to bring Rayas from Rishonim, but Pashtus, it will work. And I'll explain to you the Svara why. If you learn like the Rambam that it's a Meichel Davshin Lekitza, it becomes more difficult. But if you learn like the Rashba, that the Svara is that really, I could be Meichel Yono, you can make it tonight, Davshin B'mam, what's the problem? The problem is that I don't take you seriously. Lo Yod HaDemachel, I know the Meichel Ala Nasav Adusai, but if you give me this deal that I can cheat you, and I can take advantage of you, so I don't mind being Meichel Ala Nasav Adusai. I'm not being Rook, forget, we're going to the deal that it's, that I could cheat you as much as you could cheat me. So Mamela, I stand to gain in the deal. So a normal person will entertain such a deal. A normal person will be Michael as Anor on the Tzatzach as Anor, since he could be Ma'ana, the other person as well.
A normal person, when he buys something, he always thinks he's getting the better end of the deal.
Not always, but good, so that's fine.
Things like, it's really a life in London, though.
It's true, one second. It's true that the end you accomplish, I mean, it's true that you have that a person doesn't believe he's being overcharged or he's being underpaid. That's true, but that is not enough to take care of to shelve this tanai. If I make a tanai with you and you accept it, then the tanai is a tanai. No, it's the umdino which gives it the koyak. The umdino says that al kochuk you never accepted the tanai because the person wouldn't be merkel al nothing, and therefore al kochuk we have to retouch. The reason why I accepted tanai is because he didn't believe he was being nathana. But if I don't have that umdino, if I pull out the yisoid of this halacha, I strip him from his umdino because a person will entertain such a mechila. Why? Because he stands to gain by cheating the other person. Then you could say maybe it's like you, Taka. Maybe because he didn't think he was being overcharged, or maybe. No, since the guy made a tanai, he was willing to be meichel even on the tzatzofik, even on the remote chance, even if it's a 10% chance that he's being overcharged, he's willing to be meichel. Why? Because he also has the same 10% chance that he's underpaying, and therefore it's a fair deal, and he was meichel.
It's a regular
hookah tanai.
Why do you have to do both ways?
No, if I only do it one way, then it's the yad of the meichel.
Why do you have to say,
oh, b'nei Reuven. Okay, so there are. Let's not a regular case. It's not partial by mom. Is it the tanai b'nei god b'nei Reuven? And we pass in Gerada. The minig is that we only need tanai b'nei god b'nei Reuven. Nesivis says from the, I think it's a teres tzid. And Nesivis says that it's only by karka that we need tanai b'nei god b'nei Reuven. But by matatan you don't need that. And there are other reasons why you might not need a tanai a normal hukas tanai here. But all right, it's a good point. But by loch, it would be fine without it. No, if you're a normal negotiation and I'm trying to get the best price and it's back and forth, fine, whatever we agree upon, I only agreed upon it at the end because I think that that's the price. And you only agreed upon it at the end because you think that that's the price. And therefore, there's no built-in mechila.
There's no mechila, and therefore,
And therefore, there will be hilchos anah. So if the guy thinks he's, again, we always fall back to this, the guy is not aware that he's taking advantage of the other person, so that will save him from the issa, like right face Kim. However, the guy be the din betomeka, because there's anah, he won't be spared. He'll still have those halakas. However, if he makes it tonight, lahedi, I'm not sure, lakolai anah, zelazeh, we'll make a deal with the master zelazeh, that will work and it'll accomplish everything. Side the issa, side the, and not only that, it will accomplish the issa, even if he thinks he is overcharging. I mean, let's say, oh, I think I'm taking, I got the better of the deal. I think I know the business better and I think I'm overcharging you. And normally I wouldn't be able to do that, but since I made up with you, you can't have anah to me if I don't have anah to you. That's fine. That would work. Like many Achronim.
Regarding the evaluation, a price in a free market business may be much different than the price in the store.
Correct. Again, kafir market, kafir zman, according to the product, that's true. But in the normal, so I mean, this would be a perhaps a heta for what people could do.
If you sell something at $400 for $200, you say, and I should have store it.
Well, depending on the item, some items a person could make a mistake by double, some items not. General rule, they try to say that double is like the max. We're going to see many cases.
I told him, I'm not saying that I'm allowed to know. He messed it up. Because if you will,
he's talking about an item that from 200 to 100 a person will make a mistake. You're right. If you have from 200 to 100, it's b'kdei shein hadas toya, then like I said before, that would be automatic mechila even without the time. And if you have the time, you're not making it worse. Not kol moed sekaret. No, here we're talking about a normal an item which requires a degree of shuma, which from a person could make a mistake between 200 and 100.
How is this different from the safek b'kulia?
Okay, so but mezakev b'kuvya grada, it's makleik as he's showing. It's really not for now, but grada the Rebbeinu Tam holds that mezakev b'kuvya, if they both stand to gain, it's taka going to be a mechila and there's no problem of a smachta. Correct, and that's what Rebbeinu Tam says, and that's why there won't be a problem of a smachta, because there is a mechila, because of this far that I'm saying. Because agav the boy lamikni goma makni. Rebbeinu Tam's not muskim. Trying to argue with him. But in a Kanam, that is where they're coming from. That type of Isfar of Rabbeinu Tam, that's what they're trying to apply over here, in a Kanam. Here could be better. It could be a little better here. All right, let's move on to Sif Chav Beis. Now, the Machab is going to continue and qualify this halakha that even when you mafaj, not always does it work. Hameka chayfit l'chaveru b'mana, if he sells it for $100, v'amuloi, chayfit ze'enu shove elazuz. Okay, he was taught that just a stam is not good enough. I have to graphically describe what's going on. So I take the extreme. This kefet is only worth $1. So now I put a kitzvah to it. I did everything. I mean, less than a dollar, it's more, you know, for sure not worth it. Zikr worth at least a dollar. So I called it myself. So makaba, it's not going to work. That is too much. Why? Shrei Omer, you went so far, you went down to a dollar, and let's say the chayv is worth $20 or $50. Shrei Omer, I see that he's joking with me. He tells me it's only worth a dollar. He's not for real. He's trying to either cover himself from anah, others say lashbiach daiti, it means he's trying to tell me that even if it was only worth a dollar, still you should buy the chayv for $100 because it's worth it to you, whatever it is. But he's really not for real. If he tells me an item and he tells me, look, it's worth 100 and I'm selling to you for 200, I'm not sure Makalai and it's taka worth around 100, that's fine. I accepted the terms. He's for real. He's telling me it's 100. I understand and I'm moichel. But if he stam jokes around, he says, oh, it's only worth a dollar. I know he's kidding. I never took him seriously. Ad, when will it work? Only ad sheyefarish kadeho anor sheyesh b'mekkoi b'vada, until he explains to me the exact price it's truly worth. Or karvlo, or near it, b'chdei shadas toya, that someone could make a mistake and taka think it's worth around $100. Shoyod b'vada adav shemokhla, because then in that case, and he accepts it, he knows that he's being nesana, and he's truly moichel. But when he tells me it's only worth a dollar, and I see clearly it's worth at least $100, or at least $50, I know stam he's joking around with me, he's trying to cover himself. That's not going to work. It blies like as if he never told me it's only worth a dollar, and his bribes goes full back to a general rule, a general call of I'm not sure what I know, which the Mechabes and Sifchaf Aleph does not work. All right. Any questions? Okay, let's move on then. Sifchaf Gimel. So that's the end of this heta. This heta was you make a tnai, and as we said, it's pretty difficult to be mekayim this heter, unless, with the exception, unless you make the tnai both ways, then perhaps it will work.
Let's say
someone works for 400,
and after
we
see
if
he gets the same
for 400. That he can get it for 100, then I don't know. We described that not has to be what the fair market value is. So you have to establish, just because one store is selling for 100 doesn't mean that that's the determined price. You'll have to determine a price based on a number of stores in town. You'll have to take three stores which sell that suit, and let's say one's for 100 and one's for 150, one's for 200, then you can establish that it's the median price. So that middle price, you can establish that the price is 150, and then if he charges you taka 200, then he overcharges you by more than the shtus, and that would be a bit of makak. But just because you can find someone who sells it cheaper, that's not enough.
In the case of, say, somebody was selling a basement business, and so the person wants to go and buy it, which has the shabbies according to the Meister of a tremendous amount, according to the Meister, yes, whatever I'm going to pay you. This is what it's worth. It's worth me your stock, your inventory, and that's it. So, in such a case, where there's no fair market value, there's no...
Why can't we assess the price of him? I mean, there are people come in and assess businesses.
They don't assess...
Based on the customer, you know, how much traffic coming to the store, you'll have to get mumchim. Yeah, there you can't. See, normally you need mumchim. Just we have a shortcut since we mass produce items today, so we have a shortcut. Forget about the mumchim, just look at all the stores that sell it. And that is in place of a mumchim. What you're describing, when you're selling a store, there is no other such store. You can't get a price to that, so then you need mumchim to come down. And there are mumchim who says how much one should buy a business for.
And if I just say, but I'd have to know that before I tell the person, listen, that's all I'm paying you is for your stock.
Well, that might, just to tell you, I might underpay you, and I'm not saying, look, I know it's not going to work, right? It's not going to work. You'll have to say, I know that it's worth $200,000, and I'm only paying you $150,000. I'm not saying, look, I know. Or at least like the Rashba, maybe you can get away just saying your dani that it's on no yes and nishtos. I'm not sure Makala, I know, but you have to know that you're cheating him by more than nishtos for that mechila, for that to not work. Right, otherwise it won't work. You might have the next heter, and you could have maybe another heter, could be a heter din of kaki. He's only buying the inventory, he's buying the whole business. Okay, so now let's hold off. That might go into chazakas, which we'll see later on in Chav Tes. And you also might have this next halach in Chav Gimel. Let's see it. Okay, Zokta Makabe Sivkov Gimel. Bala Bayis, Hamoch es Kli Tashmishai. A Bala Bayis who sells his personal item that he used, his beater, his computer, the Ines Alokeach, and he overcharges the Lokeach, Ein Boy Dinono. There's no Dinono. There's another Heta. Bala Bayis doesn't have to be a Bala Bayis. It could be a normal Tiger as well, provided that what he's selling is an item that he used personally. It wasn't Eimed L'Mechir. It's not something that he sells in his store. It's a private item that he owns. He has an attachment to the chafetz, and he generally does not sell a chafetz unless you pay him, unless you convince him to sell the chafetz, unless you make it his worthwhile, unless you overpay him. And that's what the Maccabi says. Bal bayis amerchas kli tashmishim v'inez alakech, ain't by dinu know why, here below bedamim, had you not overpaid him for it, lo hayo mercha kli tashmishim, he would not have sold his kalim.
He doesn't advertise it for sale. That's if you go and ask him for it,
no, even if he advertises it for sale, but it's not something... Right. Even if he advertises it, but it's not something... It's not a good at Lamasha. If you would sell ties, that's not... your tie. You're wearing a tie and you would like to sell that tie. So even though you might be a merchant and you sell food, but you don't sell ties, this tie, the reason why you're selling it is because you're desperate, you have to raise capital, whatever it is, this tie, you have an attachment to it because it's yours and you used it, so therefore you're not going to sell your tie unless someone overpays you for it. And then, it's like it's as if, this is how the Rishonim say it, it's Makwek's Rishonim, but the way we sort of go with is the Rishonim say it's as if you were Masna, even though you weren't Masna. I know when I'm walking into a guy and he's selling me his personal item, I know he's taking advantage of me, because otherwise he would not sell it to me. So it's as if he told me, I'm a Nashi Elo Chalayano, you're there and it's as if...
Why don't I assume another opposite? No. The guy's selling it at home, the only thing I'm going to pay is less than it's worth.
Yeah, well...
To liquidate, yes. He walked out.
It's not liquidating his goods. It's his own, like it's a garage sale or something. Well, I don't know. The Mechaber continues. I don't know if that's considered Machmas Deikak, but the Mechaber says, Vatilu Mochem Machmas Deikak, Ein Boyano. And we don't say, well, since he's destined, he has to liquidate. Probably he's giving Faket a good price. No, we say Faket. Every seller would never sell unless he's Deikak. And nevertheless, he overcharges. He has an attachment. It's his Bobby's ring or something. And he has an attachment to it. He'll never sell it for the going rate. He'll have to sell it for a higher price. And therefore, even though he did not say anything, it's built in. Yodani Shayesh Bayano, Ramanash
and Lokha Alayono. So does it go to the reverse also? When you negotiated a garage sale.
Right.
They ask me for $10,
you offer them
$5. Does it go that way too, or does it only work
with Gabi the Moika? Well, the Makaba only says that by the Moika. There are times, there is a Machlek, could we stretch this halacha to the inverse case, which maybe that's what you mean, where the Balabais is on the buying end, he's buying it for personal use, to use, and maybe he's willing to pay more, because the shovel, if I really need it, I'd pay you more. And then the other Rishonim also say, what about the case of where the Balabais was Nisana, which maybe that's what you mean as well, where the Balabais ended up selling it for less. Means that, do we say also that clay Balabais are Mufka from Dine, from the Parsha of Ano? And the way we paskin is Parshas like the Rishonim would say that it's only this case when the Balabais is the seller and he's being Nisana. Because it's all predicated on this Svara that we know Balabais is overcharging and it's a built in Amnashin Lachol Ayono. If the Balabais gets ripped off, no one ever entertained that he'd be ripped off. And if the Balabais on the buying end, no one ever entertained that he's going to pay more for it. It's only when the Balabais is selling it, we know that he's obviously selling it at a premium. He's selling it higher than the market, and it's built in. I'm not sure. No, you can bargain if you get it back down to the regular price.
Not, and you have to know the exact value.
Right, but you should, or again, Lagabi the Issa, as long as you think you're paying fair price for it, you're fine. Once you believe that you're attacker underpaying, then you have the problem.
I think that all these things are somewhat true. No one is going buying used things. The only reason you buy used things is because you get them cheaper.
I get them cheaper, but it still might be more Lamarshal. A used computer. Right? You have guys putting up signs and selling the used computer for $300. You think it's a steal because the lowest computer on the market is, let's say, $600. In the meantime, the computers on the market now are Pentium 4s. He's selling you, let's say, a Pentium 2. If you go ask people who are mumchim in the used computer business, they'll tell you a Pentium 2 is only worth $100 or $200. But you know he has an attachment to the computer. He paid 5 years ago for this computer over $3,000, less than $300. He's looking at selling it for. And the mice is he took advantage of you. But that's fine because you know when you're going into a guy of Alabais, it's a definite both. It's a definite he's overcharging you and it's built in. I'm not sure. Look, no. And the chayra, this could only work the chayra like the Rashba. The Rashba says as long as you know you're being nitzana. It's Yudani Shesh Bayana, that will work. If you learn like the Ramam, it's a Dovashin Lakitza, Vaita Lukesh, you have the problem of a Dovashin Lakitza, and this should not work. So, does he know it's worth 10? He's trying to get from you 10, but maybe it's only worth 5. Once you that's what he was mentioning before. You negotiate back and forth.
It is 10, but the guy says, I'm not going to buy it if you're going to charge him more than 5. And he masters himself for 5.
So you'd have to tell him, I know that it's worth 10, I'm only paying you 5, not your local line off. You see that, even over there, how does he know it's worth 10? Maybe he thinks it might be worth 5, but he was trying to get from you 10. How does he know if it's a dover, shame b'minishina, and it's a standard shire, and everyone knows it's worth 10, and he sells you for 5, okay. That's like with the expectation that that's clear. But anything short of that, how do you know that that's his kavana? Maybe he was trying to get the best price. We all negotiate. We try to get the best price, but he didn't get the best price. But he thinks that Taka maybe is worth 5. And then he comes home and he's eating himself up. Oh, it was Taka worth 10, and he was underpaid. No, that won't help you. Correct, but according to the Rashba, I'm only bringing in the Rashba that it works, that even though I don't know the exact amount that you're overcharging me, as long as I know that it's a definite overcharging me, then I'm Moicha. But you don't have it the other way when the Balabais was Nisana, because you don't know that the Moicha Balabais is going to be Nisana Faket. The Umdana is that every Moicha Balabais overcharges because he won't part with his item unless you pay him more. Even that's a chiddush. Even Malchus Toifik, even when he's trying to liquidate his items, even when the guy wants to sell his computer because he bought a new computer, he still overcharges you for his computer. That's how it is. A person is attached to his item. Sift test you're talking about. No, yes, but they, if you'll have Bakhdeshina Das Toyo, if you have Bakhdeshina Das Toyo, then that will be a Mechiva and a Hanami. But talking about Minastam, a Balabais who has his personal item will not release, will not part with his item unless you overpay him. And not only that, even the Taisa Rosh Lake too, even if the Lakeach is an Amoritz, and he doesn't know this halacha, and he doesn't know that when he's buying from Balabais, he's being taken advantage of and he's being Mimarkot, still it's Loi Plug. If someone buys from a Balabais and he knows that he's buying a personal item of the seller's, there's a built-in mechila and there's no dino no. And there's a machlekes rishonim if this works for the lav as well. Could be this only works for a mechila on the remedy, on the bitul mekach, on the chazar sana. If you learn like the rishonim that goes with the svara of amanashin l'cholayinu, it's like a built-in tanai, l'chore, that should work for the lav as well. I will make up a good tonight before, and I tell you it's only worth 100, and I'm selling it for 200. I'm not sure how I know whether that works even for the lav. Obviously, those who shenem will learn that you still have the lav by a balabais. Obviously, they're going to learn that there's a different time here. Some suggest it's maybe medik and the Ramban al Chumash that it's because it says in the pasuk v'chisimku mimkar lamisecha, it has to be dover, which is oimid lemechir, has to be a mimkar, something which is for personal use, and he's selling it to you, which is generally not oimid lemechira, that wasn't in the pasha of chazar sana. You still have the lav, it was mashman Ramban, but it's mufka, it's a meat in the pasuk, just like we'll have other cases like karka later on, which we're going to see still has the lav, even like the Ramban, even though it's mismaid from the din chazar sana. The pashas we're going to learn here that it's midin a mechila, it's midin a tanai. And the Mechaber continues, v'yesh mishayim edadavka shalakech yodeh shezeh amrecha balabais. But this whole thing, to understand this tonight, to understand and appreciate this built-in tonight, could only be if the lakech is aware of that the seller is a balabais. He might not be aware that the seller is overcharging him, he might not be aware of this halach and hilchos hanoah, but he is aware that he's being overcharged. That he's a balabais. And once he knows he's a balabais, and then it's a built-in mechila. Avam lo yada, if he doesn't know he's a balabais, selling his personal item. Oy shekonai de sirsa, which is a machlekes, what this means. Sma says it means, shekonai de sirsa means that this, it wasn't sold by the seller. It was, let's say, given to someone for consignment to sell. So no one knows that it was a personal item of somebody's. So the lakeach never thought it's coming from a balabais. He thinks it's coming from this broker. So then there's no built-in tanai. Then yesh bayono. The Taz learns that it's talking about where the buyer bought Aydei Shliach. That means even though the buyer himself knew that it's a personal item of the Balabais, but since he sent the Shliach, and the Shliach was unaware, and the Shliach was the one who structured the deal, so there's never built in Mechila, because the Shliach was the one who created the deal. But basically, it is, as long as you know that he was a Balabais selling a personal item. So even though you, the Mishalech, the Lokeach, knew, but since the one who was constructing the deal was the Shliach, and he was never Michael, he's the one who's creating the deal and buying it on your behalf, and he never entertained that this Michael was a Balabais, that it was his personal item, then it's as if he structured the deal between him and the Michael without this built-in tonight, and it will not be a Mechila, and there will be a Din or Na. The Shliach.
The Shliach has to do the
Mechila,
not the
Correct. The Shliach has to do it. And since the Shliach was unaware, this is a Tazchat, since the Shliach was unaware that he's a Balabais, that the seller is a Balabais, then he didn't accept the Tanai in the terms. It's as if he made the deal with the... Look, if he can make the deal however he wants...
It
helps him out. No, it helps out the Lokeach.
But when you understand the Shliach...
When who sent the Shliach?
But the Lokeach isn't. The
Lokeach
has to be
Michael? There, in that case, unless he sends him Bein Latik and Bein La'aves. So in the Konami, the Tataka says, this is the case. He sent him Bein Latik and Bein La'aves, so they have the normal pashas of Ano. You can't just say the Tukunichar Datir, but not La'avasi. Means, normally when you send the Shliach, which we're going to see later on, even Pox Mishtas is a bit of Megag, because you're Mavatal Shlikas, because of Tukunichar Datir. Here it's talking about you sent him Bein Latik and Bein La'aves, I allow you to do as you wish, even if you make a mistake. And the Shliach went and he purchased the item. But since the Shliach was unaware that the seller was a Balabais, he never structured the deal, right? What's as far? As far as there's a built-in tonight. He never had that built-in tonight because he never entertained that the Mech was a Balabais. Since he didn't have the built-in tonight, even though the Meshaleach knew that's not going to be enough, and there will still be a Din or Na. Let's just do one more sif because that explains this sif, and then I'll take questions. How the meicher kli tashmisha v'ineh talakeach, that that a meicher sells his personal items v'ineh talakeach ain lo dino no hani mili b'shtus. That's only up to shtus. It means up to shtus. We assume that the person is hiking up, jacking up the price. But if he sells me something, a personal item, but he takes advantage even more than the shtos, Hareu Kushar Kaladim, he's like any other person, and I will have a parasha of Ono. The Yesh Kokim and others argued and said, no, that this heta of a balabais is even Yesh Mishtos, no matter what, is this heta, and there won't be a dinner Ono. And since it's a makloikis, it's a sfeik of the dinner, and therefore you can tanya kimli, you can be meisim yaramoksik. So therefore, if a person overcharges you even more than a shtos, he will, and he's a balabais, you will not be able to come back to him with a tine of anah if you already paid him. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that since it's a suffik and you don't want to be over the issa, if you learn that normally a balabais will take care of an issa, but this is a suffik at the din, it's a suffik daraisa, he says here it won't help you to take care of this, and you're going to have to be mafarish or do something, but this is not going to work to take care of your issa. You shouldn't get yourself into this suffik because you're entering into a suffik daraisa. And on a side note, I should mention.
Well, if you say by shtus and mocha, one thing was a kind of, let's say, a little more yoshim shtus.
And then it's a bit, like that first shita. Because it blives like that advice I'd mentioned before, that when you tell a person, you make a deal, a proper deal, that I'm going to be mocha shtus and you're going to be mocha shtus. And let's say it's a give and take, which works, like we discussed. And it came out to be a one penny more, and it's yes mishtos. The advice says the whole thing is bottom. Why? Because a shtus, that category is willing to be merkel. Yes mishtos, I never was willing to be merkel. Just like by pokh mishtos is a full mechila, but once it's a shtus, you have to be maxed with a full shtus. You don't just max with that last pruta. So too, if I was merkel a shtus, yes mishtos is going to be a bit omega. And that won't work like that cheetah. I should mention on a side note that the Machabit says that a person, when he's meicher kli tashmishai, he would not eat lo yibaloi b'damam lo yoy meicher kli tashmishai. You run into a risk. You have to know the case. If it has to be talking about a case, l'chayro, that the seller, something we mentioned is, that the seller was willing to, that the Baal Bais was willing to sell it. Just you know that he's only willing to sell it for a higher price because he has an attachment to this chayfetz. But let's say you'll have a case that the person's not willing to sell the item, and you go over to him and you pay him more to convince him to sell the item, you are going to be over lay sachmarit according to the Sefer Charedim. It's not Pasha, but the Charedim is Mavur, he says in Mavurish, that if you overpay and that convinces, it's just like the Rambam says, the Hibbol of Reim, in Maftol of Reim, you get people, relatives, whoever it is, friends, to convince the seller to sell is a is of lay sachmarit. So too, if you go over to somebody and you convince him with money, you convince him with a higher price, with bait, that would also be able to be sachmait. That's what the Sefer Charedim says. Others say it as well, so Shukum HaShmois in the Aruch HaShulchan as well. But, so obviously we must be talking about where the seller was willing to sell it, but we know he's only willing to sell it at a higher price. Any questions?
Why don't you apply the call that we have in Shukum HaShmois? Whenever he says Stam, and then he says Yesh.
And Echanami, like the Mechabe, if you have a Stam Vakakak Yeshem, maybe the Mechabe means to pass, and that's cap at a shtos. But since there is a Machlokes Yishenim,
you don't see that from Kavapasim, like the
No, I'm saying, L'chayi should have Stam Vakak Yeshem, and he would want to pass on the first Shita, but since it's a Machlokes Yishenim, the Akhrenim say that since it's a Tzveka Dedina, you have a right to Taino Kimli. The Galyam Masechta says it, I think, one second. You have to know when the Machabe says that it means a halacha, yes, although the Machabe did bring down a Yesh Chokim. But there are a lot of people who say that it's a Bach, a Gaila, a lot of people, Knesset Gaila, they all say it means people who lived after the Machabe say that it's a Seika Dedino and Loitim Yaramoksek. So even though maybe the Machabe would have passed on like that, but we do not. No, you have to see how the Akhrenim, if it's a Machabe, what they do. In this case, you have the Akhrenim who say it's a Seika Dedino. Let's try to chaperine one more sif. Had he not paid yet, then yes, the Lokeach, and it would be Yais Mishtos, Lokeach would be a Moksek, and he could say, I want to pass him like the first Shita, that only up to Shtos was a built in tonight, but Yais Mishtos not, and therefore, I want to tie in a bit of Mekach. And give back the Chavitz and not pay, in a Hanami. Let's cover around one more Sif. It's a Sif we discussed once before. I think you raised a Shiloh Amol on it. Moichav alokeach shenasratu ligma hamekach sif chafei. If a seller and a buyer would like shenasratu ligma hamekach apishumus levi, they're trying to negotiate back and forth and they can't come to an agreement, and they decide, you know what, whatever Levi, this third party, says, he's a baki, whatever he says, that's what the deal will be. Misham oisei besach yidua, and Levi shuts it up, it was a chfei 100. V'nimtza sheyesh bayano, and Levi made a mistake. Yesh bay dinono, there will be a dinono. And it's, and the Mefarshim say it could be that the dinon no even after the Shia Kadesh Yaladaga, because they had a right to rely on Levi's opinion. Normally the Shia Kadesh Yaladaga, till I bring the Taga, here forget, the whole deal was built in on this Taga of Levi, and Levi made a mistake, yesh be dinon no. V'miyev shel akza ono, but if you can't get back to ono, going sh'olach ha'ma'ana ladarkoi, the ma'ana was already gone, fly by night, then im Levi hu Taga ubaki b'shumo. Then, if a Levi was a baki b'shuma, v'leik kibos char l'shuma, he's only a shem achinim, then he'll be pata. But if Levi gave an opinion, and you paid him for his opinion, then he's like a shem asach, and he's responsible for his opinion. And you could be mechayiv him. That means if the mana disappeared, and I want to get back my money from the mana, but he's not around, I'm allowed to mun Levi for giving me this opinion, because I paid him, and he's a shem asach. Or, if I did not pay him, and he's only shem achinim, but he's not a baki, and he pretended to be a baki, came out and said, yeah, sure, that's only worth $100, and he really doesn't know what he's talking about, or not enough, and he was pesheya, then I'd be mechayiv him as well. He's like a regular dinner shem achinim was pesheya, I can go after him. So someone gives approvals in the... Sorry? If he's a baki, we assume that he made a legitimate mistake. For some reason, given his bikias, for some reason he still made a mistake, so he's an oinus. He's not a pesheya. He's like an oinus, can then get neva vaveda, but he's not a pesheya. If you pay him, then he's taka responsible, because he's a shem b'sachas chai for neva vaveda. So appraisers are in a predicament. You could be, it's like malpractice for doctors. You have to have a malpractice for appraisers, and they're going to get into trouble. They will be responsible. But if the seller is around, I have a right to go back to the ma'ana and claim a bit of mekach or no, whatever it is, because we just decided to go on Levi, but I was never merchu you. It doesn't belie. See, we had a halakha before, like I mentioned. If I make up with you, I'm being meichel. If you overcharge me, I'm an asset, and you have to be meichel if I overcharge you. Then in a kind of, there wouldn't be ono. Here, that wasn't the case. It wasn't that I was trying to take advantage of you and you're trying to take advantage of me. We thought that Levi is going to know the fair price, and therefore we want to settle and whatever the price he says. And therefore I never entertained I was being man of you. You never entertained you being man of me. You don't have that svara. And it blives. At best it could be is general clouds like the Rosh of Amnash in Lakalai or no. That whatever Levi says, that's not gonna work. Because you can't have Amnash in Lakalai or no. That doesn't work. That's Layod the Makam. And therefore there will be still a din or no. So that's what I'm trying to say, because still I feel that this Levi, even if he's not a baki, I feel that Levi is going to give a fair price. He might not be the baki to absolve him of his achrayis if he makes a mistake, but we obviously picked him because we think he knows what he's doing. Sorry?
It's not the bucky, then it's basically one of Machmiya.
So good, he's Machmiya, but I never thought I was taking it. We didn't choose Levi because we were trying to take a gamble that hopefully Levi.
Why isn't that an arbitration?
So, arbitration, when you go to an arbitration, you think the guy is going to take advantage, or you think the guy is going to give a fair opinion? So, you think that he's going to assess. Kafi his ideas, a fair price. But I never went in to try to take advantage of you. You never went in to try to take advantage of me. And therefore, there wasn't this built-in mechila. It's only a general haskoma. Whatever he says will go. So just like I make a general haskoma, I'm not sure the kala I know doesn't work as loyada de mochel. Here certainly was loyada de mochel. I never entertained that I was overcharging you. I never took it seriously. And therefore, there'll still be a din or no.
If you don't have that time of
Kadesh Yaladaga. If he wouldn't be a baki, maybe. If we all know that he's not a baki, maybe then I'll be mechuyev of Kadesh Yaladaga, because I had no right to rely on Levi. Maybe. But, what? Yeah, that's a good challenge. Unless he had no one to go to or whatever, but Minastam, yeah, they're talking about a case of Pashas, he has some degree of bikiyas. He might not be a baki, that he has a halacha, that he's not a pesheya, but he has obviously some degree of bikiyas, because they didn't come to me, they didn't come to you. I went in for a reason.
What type of baki you need to pesheya? Do you need a split baki now?
doesn't say, because the Loshon says Yael Atago Abaki. If I say either one is good enough, you got a Baki or someone who's a Tago, who should be a Baki. What degree of Bekis, it doesn't say. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.